Mark Tegubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and we're delighted that you've turned your radio dial to join us here for the next 15 minutes as together we discuss the truths of God's Word and fellowship together around the Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, it is the greatest thing in all the world to know the Lord Jesus Christ and to be personally acquainted with Him. And I'm wondering, do you have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know Him intimately and personally? Now, here in the United States, we have a president named George Bush. And I know of President George Bush, but I have never met him. I know all about him, and I've heard him speak over television. I've seen his picture, and I even have a picture here in my office of President Bush. But I've never met him personally. I know a lot about him. I know the state he came from. I know that he used to be governor in Texas. I know a lot of things about President Bush. But I do not personally know him. I'm not personally acquainted with him. Did you know there's a lot of people, many people in this world, who know about the Lord Jesus Christ? They've heard about the Lord Jesus Christ. They've heard that He is God the Son in human form. They know that Christ came to this earth in physical form, was born as a little baby in a manger, and that at Christmas time we celebrate His first coming. They know that He walked upon the earth. They know that He performed miracles. They know that He even raised the dead. And they know that He is God the Son and the Son of God. They know that He is even the Creator God. But they do not have a personal relationship with Him. And I'm wondering, do you, my friend, have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know Him personally, or do you just know about Him? It's one thing to believe that He exists. The demons believe that the Lord Jesus Christ exists. As a matter of fact, they know that He exists, and they tremble at His name. Satan knows that Jesus Christ is God the Son and the Son of God. And yet, he's not a child of God. He doesn't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior. He's on his way to the lake of fire, and that's where he's going to spend eternity, and that's where all of the wicked spirits and demons are going to spend eternity, because they've rebelled against Almighty God. And so, beloved, knowing Jesus Christ has to do with a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Not just knowing about Him, not just knowing who He is, but personally receiving and accepting Him into your life. I well remember when I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. And I just want to talk a little about that today. We'll get back to our study in Matthew 24 in our next broadcast. But today I just want to have a person-to-person talk with you. And I just want you to really examine your heart and make sure that you have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, that you know Him personally, and that you know that He lives within your spirit through the person of the Spirit of Christ. For that's who the Holy Spirit is. He is the Spirit of Christ. In Romans chapter 8, and in verse 8, we read verse 9, we read this, But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. You see, beloved, you perhaps remember the diagram that man is a triune being with a spirit, a soul, and a body, made in the likeness and image of Almighty God. God is one, revealed as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the triune Godhead. It's a mystery that is hard for us to comprehend and understand. We have the illustration of water. Water takes three forms. It can be a mist, like a cloud. A cloud is composed of water droplets. It can be ice, which is frozen water, and it can be liquid, which is water that we drink. And yet all of it is water in various different forms. Well, Almighty God is one, and yet He reveals Himself as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. He is triune, and yet He is one. Jesus spoke about the oneness that He had with God the Father in the book of John, chapter 14. And there, Jesus was talking to His disciples. And Jesus said in John 14 and verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, He was speaking to Thomas, He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Me. If ye had known Me, ye should have known My Father also, and from henceforth ye know Him and have seen Him. Now how had they seen God the Father? Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it will be satisfied. It'll sufficeth us. Then we'll know. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known Me, Philip? He that hath seen Me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in Me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of Myself, but the Father that dwelleth in Me, He doeth the works. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ is the manifestation of God the Father. We're told in the book of Colossians that Jesus is the Godhead manifested bodily. That is, everything we know about the Godhead is manifested through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. He reveals God the Father in physical form. He reveals the Holy Spirit in physical form. He's the revelation of God, and that's why He took upon physical form to reveal the eternal God to us in ways that we could comprehend and understand who God is and know God personally and intimately. And so the Lord Jesus Christ is the revelation of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Now, a person comes to know the Lord Jesus Christ personally by understanding that Christ died in your place and in my place, that Christ took our sin upon Himself when He died on the old rugged cross. If you would go in your New Testament to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21, there you would read these words concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. For He, speaking of God the Father, you'll notice verse 20, Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be you reconciled to God. For He, speaking of God, hath made Him, speaking of Christ, to be sin for us. Christ, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. By believing in Christ, by accepting Him as Savior, and being born again into the family of God. This is how a person becomes a child of God. Believing that Christ died for our sins, that He was buried, and that He arose from the grave. Acknowledging that we are a sinner, because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, we're told in Romans 3:23. And also in Romans 3:10, we're told there's none righteous, no, not one. Beloved, none of us are good enough to get to heaven through our own efforts, through our own good works, even through a religion. You can't get to heaven through religion. Religion is something that was devised by Satan to blind the hearts and minds of people and to keep them from the knowledge of the truth. There's only one way to heaven, beloved, and that's through a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus is the only way to God the Father, and no man can go to heaven and to God the Father except by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and personally receiving Him as Savior and Lord into their life. Jesus thus said, I am the way, and He's the truth. He is the truth about God the Father, and the truth. He speaks the truth, beloved. He cannot lie. He speaks the truth. He is the only way of salvation. The Apostle Peter said in the book of Acts, chapter 4, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved. Jesus Christ is the only way of salvation. And you can do all kinds of good works and die and go to hell because good works will not save you, beloved. Ephesians 2:8-9 tells us, for by grace, God's undeserved favor, by grace are you saved through faith, faith in Jesus Christ. And that not of yourselves, that faith even is of God, and salvation is of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You cannot work your way to heaven. There's only one way to heaven, and that's through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And to have that personal relationship, you must do what Romans 10:13 says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, putting your faith and trust in the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, accepting the fact that He died for your sin, that He was buried, that He arose 3 days later, victor over death, hell, and the grave. And by turning away from your false religion, turning away from man's ways to Jesus Christ, and trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ and nothing else for salvation. Jesus said, I am the way. Right now, won't you cry out to Him, Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I believe You died for my sin. I believe that You were buried. I believe that You arose from the grave, victor over death, hell, and the grave. I believe that You are the source of eternal life. And right now, I ask You to come into my life through Your Holy Spirit to do the work of salvation within me, to make me a new creature, to cover my sin with Your precious blood, to give to me the gift of eternal life. In Jesus' name, He'll hear your prayer. Till next time, goodbye.